Ex-Intel officials don't regret suggesting Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. By Wendell Hasebo on June 10, 2024. Not a single one of the signatories of the infamous spy letter that called reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinformation ahead of the 2020 election has retracted their made-up claim, according to a report. The signatories, numbering 51 in total, apparently knew the claim was false at the time, because the FBI was in possession of Hunter's laptop. Current Secretary of State Antony Blinken allegedly coordinated the story for political purposes. Watch, Emma Jo Morris, FBI well aware of Hunter Biden laptop before story broke. FBI agent Erica Jensen, a witness in Hunter's gun trial, told the court last week the laptop was real and no tampering occurred with the machine. Jensen's testimony debunked claims that the laptop's data was subjected to hacking and manipulation, or was somehow a Russian disinformation plot to help former President Donald Trump's 2020 campaign. Shortly after Breitbart News' Emma Jo Morris, formerly of the New York Post, first reported the laptop from hell story in October 2020. CNN reporter Natasha Bertrand wrote the infamous and now discredited Politico story that used dozens of former Intel officials to push a false and misleading narrative about the origins of Hunter's laptop. President Joe Biden cited the story during a presidential debate with Trump to discredit the contents of the laptop. The story had reportedly been planted by Secretary of State Antony Blinken for Biden to use during the event. CNN and many in the media, who largely accepted the Politico story as true, finally admitted the story was false more than 500 days afterwards. Watch, Breitbart's Emma Jo Morris testifies at House hearing on censorship of laptop from hell reportings. Many of the 51 former intelligence officials, however, refused to admit the story was false. No, former Obama Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told Fox News when asked if he regretted signing the letter following the FBI agent's testimony. Ronald Marks, Mark Palomaropoulos, Douglas Wise, Paul Colby, John Cipher, Emil Nicolay, and Gerald O'Shea maintain it was patriotic to sign it. There continues to be by many a calculated or woefully ignorant interpretation of the October 2020 letter signed by 51 former intelligence officials concerning Hunter Biden's laptop, their lawyer told Fox News. A careful and objective reading of the document reflects that even today its content is accurate. It served as nothing more than a warning letter of what we have known for decades. Certain foreign governments, including Russia, continued to try and actively interfere in our domestic affairs, and our guard must remain vigilant. Every patriotic American should have signed that letter. Greg Treverton, the former chair of the National Intelligence Council, showed no remorse in a reported statement to Fox News. "This is very old news," he claimed. "What we said was true, we were inferring from our experience. And it did look like a Russian operation. We didn't, and couldn't of course say it was a Russian operation. Enough said." Russ Travers, the former National Counterterrorism Center National Director, told Fox News the scandal was addressed several years ago. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.